గురేంద్రా శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం క్యాంటర్ 4 చాప్టర్ 30 టెక్స్ట్ నెంబర్ 13 ఖండోపంలో చేయాలద్వా కన్యా కమలలోచన తాన్ చాప విద్యా జగురు భూరుహ నృపనందన. ఓ సన్స్ ఆఫ్ కింగ్ ప్రాచీన బరి ది హెవెన్లీ సొసైటీ గర్ల్ నేమ్డ్ ప్రమ్లోచ కెప్ట్ ది లోటస్ సైడ్ డాటర్ ఆఫ్ కందు ఇన్ ది కేర్ ఆఫ్ ది ఫారెస్ట్ ప్లేస్. Then she went back to the heavenly planet. This daughter was born by the coupling of Apsara Pramalocha with the sage Kandu. O sons of King Prachin Parit, the heavenly society girl named Pramalocha kept the lotus-eyed daughter of Kandu in the care of the forest trees. Then she went back to the heavenly planet. This daughter was born by the coupling of Apsara Pramalocha with the sage Kandu. Purport. Whenever a great sage undergoes severe austerities for material power, the king of heaven Indra becomes very envious. All the demigods are responsible first for the management of universal affairs and are very highly qualified with pious activities. Although they are ordinary living entities, they are able to attain responsible posts like Brahma, Indra, Chandra, Varuna. As is the nature of the material world, the king of the heaven, Indra, is very anxious. If a great sage undergoes severe austerities, the whole material world is filled with such envy that everyone becomes afraid of his neighbors. Every businessman is afraid of his associates, because this material world is a field of activities for all kinds of envious people who have come here to compete with the opulence of the Lord. So Indra was very much afraid of the severe austerities performed by the great sage Kandu, and he sent Pramalocha to break his vows and austerities. A similar incident took place in the case of Vishwamitra. From their incidents in the Shastra, it appears that Indra is always envious. When King Prithu was celebrating various sacrifices, outdoing Indra, Indra became very envious and he disturbed King Prithu's sacrifice. This has already been discussed in previous chapters. King Indra became successful in breaking the vow of the great sage Kandu, who became attracted by the beauty of the heavenly society girl Pramalocha and begot a female child. This child is described at the lotus side, very beautiful, being thus successful in her mission. Pramalocha returned to the heavenly planets, leaving the newborn child to the care of the trees. Fortunately, the trees accepted the child and agreed to raise her. Om Ajnana Tumirandasya జ్ఞానాంజనశలాఖయ చక్షురుమృతం యేన తస్మై శ్రీగురవే నమః. శ్రీచైతన్యమనోభీష్టం స్థాపితం యేన భూతలే స్వయం రూప కదామయం దదాతి స్వాపదాంతకం. వందేహం శ్రీగురశ్రీయుతపదకమలం శ్రీగురుం వైష్ణవాం చ శ్రీరూపం సగరజాతం సగణ రఘునాథాన్వితం తంత్రజీవం సాద్వైతం సావద్వైతం పర్జనచైతం కృష్ణచైతన్యదేవం శ్రీరాధాకృష్ణపాదాన్ సహగణ లలిత శ్రీ విశాఖాన్వితం చ. హే కృష్ణ కరుణా సింధో దీనబంధో జగత్పతే గోపేషు గోపికా కాంత రాధాకాంత నమస్తే తప్త కాంచన గౌరాంగీ రాధే వృందావనేశ్వరి వృషభానుసితే దేవి ప్రణమామి హరిభ్యో వాంఛా కల్పతరుభ్యశ కృపా సింధుభ్యోచ పతితానాం పావనేభ్యో వైష్ణవేభ్యో నమః. జయ శ్రీకృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభు నిత్యానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాధార శ్రీవాసాది గౌరభక్తవృంద. హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే హరే. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Because the Pratyatas were very submissive, austere, and they want to please the Lord and also please the spiritual master Rudra, the spiritual master of Pratyatas was Rudra. Pratyatas, they wanted to do austerities, they wanted to follow the orders of their father, they wanted to be qualified, so they are civilized people. Uncivilized people, they live an indisciplined life, irregular life, and their aim and objective in life is sense gratification. That means they are born with good sanskar, Pratyatas. Like Krishna tells Arjuna in the 16th chapter that there are two kinds of people, the demigods and the demons, and Arjuna, being a gentleman, he was worried, if I am born with demonic qualities, it is very difficult to change our nature. Actually, Arjuna, being a gentleman, he was thinking like that. The very fact that Arjuna was born in a special way, Arjuna was born to Draupadi and Indra. So he is not an ordinary person. It's a divine arrangement. And from childhood, Arjuna had all the traits of a great personality. It's not that Arjuna was mischievous and fickle. Even from the childhood, Arjuna had all the good qualities. But because he's a humble person, he's thinking, what will happen to me if there are demoniac qualities in me? And how can I overcome them? And Krishna assures him, Daive sampad vimokshaya nibandhaya suri mata masucha sampadam daive abhijatosi pandava. Repeat, huh? Daive sampad vimokshaya nibandhaya suri mata masucha sampadam daive abhijatosi pandava. Daive sampad vimokshaya nibandhaya asuri mata masucha sampadam daive abhijatosi pandava. The demoniac qualities, they create hellish conditions, and people, when they die with demoniac qualities, they go to hell. Or lower birth, taking birth in animal species or going to hell. But one who is born with divine qualities, they are favorable for liberation. That means one will make further progress. If we have demoniac qualities, will become degraded. That's why Krishna says, your mind is your friend, your mind is your enemy. If your mind has demoniac qualities and they spoil your life, and from human birth you fall down to animal species or go to hell. So, daive sampad vimokshaya. So that's why we should try to cultivate divine qualities. That's why we are getting up in the morning, we are reading scriptures, we are bowing down to saintly people, and we are chanting Hare Krishna, and we are taking prasadam, and we have service attitude towards others, calling everybody Prabhu. Calling everybody Prabhu means what? You are my master. You want to serve everybody. So, that's what we are. We may have demoniac qualities. We do have demoniac qualities. Why we may have, no? We do have demoniac qualities. And if you don't practice spiritual life, and the demoniac qualities will take you over. Because thoughts don't keep quiet. They keep pushing you. No? Like you came all the way to Kurukshetra. From Haryana you came to your thoughts. Let's go to Jagannath Rath Yatra. Let's go to ISKCON, Nellore. Let's go and meet Sukadeva Swami. That means some divine qualities are pushing you. And the demoniac qualities, oh, we have to make money, you know, what about our family? So they will take you back. So, daive sampad vimokshaya. The divine qualities will save you, the demoniac quality will ruin you. Nothing like a static life. Nobody can remain quiet. You have to either go this way or that way. If you are not practicing bhakti means, you are caught up in demoniac ideas. That's why you are not able to practice bhakti. So, daive sampad vimokshaya nibandha yasuri mata. Nibandha. You are already born and with the demoniac qualities, you will be more born, and you are more born, you do anything to satisfy your body. If you are in control of your body, then like we are reading today only, in the 18th chapter, Krishna is talking about buddhi and determination. Buddhi, dhruti. Dhruti means determination. Buddhi means intelligence. And he says, what is sattvic intelligence? What is sattvic determination? Pravrittincha, nivrittincha, karya, karya, bhaya, bhaya, bandham, moksha, chayavyati. Buddhista Pada Satiki. Here also. Divine qualities. He says, any person, if you want to know whether you are having divine qualities or demoniac qualities. So here it is said, pravrittincha nivrittincha. What is to be done? What is not to be done? Bandham moksha sayavyati. What is entangling? And what is liberating? Dharma, adharma. What is my duty and what is not my duty. Yes. What is my duty, what is not my duty, what is entangling, what is binding, and what I have to do, what I should not do. That means anyone, before doing anything, before speaking, before acting, if you consider, then he is a very divine person. Always, am I doing according to scriptures or am I doing whimsically? You know? Is it my what is my responsibility? What is not my responsibility? What is happening to me? Am I getting liberated? Is my asakti stuck in the world? Is my asakti turned to Krishna? That kind of buddhi is called sattvika buddhi. So divine qualities will save you. Demoniac qualities will ruin your life. And it's a Mahasucha Sampadan Daivi Abhi Jatasi Pandava. Mahasucha Sampadan Daivi. Hey Arjun, you are born with divine qualities. Because Arjuna is thinking, I am going to kill my own elders, my own gurus, and my own relatives, because I want to win the kingdom back. I want to gain victory. So Krishna told Arjuna to fight. And Pandavas tolerated for so long. But Duryodhan, he did not relent his atrocities on Pandavas. And they were even continuing to tolerate. But Krishna was saying, my devotees, they are so tolerant. And these Pandavas, they were just forgiving and tolerating, one offense after the other. And the devotees continued their patience, but Krishna lost his patience. No, no, I cannot see Pandavas being harassed, attacked, and humiliated. We sing in that bhajan by Narottam Das Thakur also. He says, Tumara Hrudaya Sada Govinda Visrama Govinda Kayana Mama Vaishtava Mara Prana. So this Narottam Das Thakur is saying, in the heart of the devotee, the Lord is resting. Tumara Hrudaya Sada Govinda Visrama. When there is a loving heart, when there is a heart with all divine qualities, the Lord takes his rest there. The Lord doesn't stay with everyone, but the Lord stays in a heart where the divine qualities are nurtured, and envy and malice is not there. The Lord will stay there. In another sloka of Bhagavatam also it is said that Harsha Sokadevir Bhavair Akrantam Yashyamanasa whose heart is occupied by Harsha Marsha Sokabhaya, lamentation, hankering and fear. So that means that heart is palpitating. Heart is so, like, you know, sometimes when we are driving, you feel bumping, you know, you hit your head there and you beat your shoulders to rough driving, bumping. Then either you want to get out of that car or you tell the driver to stop. Because you are not at peace. And then bumping here, bumping there, and say, wow, what's going on? Stop. Do you know driving? So similarly, if you don't know how to drive your life and your heart is tossed with pairs of opposites, passion, hatred, anger, lust, all these things, rocking your heart, then the Lord wants to go away. No, I don't have any. Anybody would like to stay in a place? Suppose you are staying in a room and neighborhood so much Allah Gala, or you cannot sleep properly. And if your friends are always agitating and all that. If friends are agitating, if your neighborhood is very noisy, you want to vacate that place. Let's not stay in this neighborhood, not good. Similarly, the Lord will not stay where the hearts are rocked by passions, anger, greed, lust, envy, and these things. Stinks. Divine qualities are fragrant and demoniac qualities are stench. That's why Raghunath Das Thakur, he said, I can live among tigers and jackals, but not among materialistic people who are ridden with all lusty, greedy, jealousy, envious ideas. And I will also become polluted. It is not such a danger to live among ferocious animals than to live among karmis. Karmis means ignorant, greedy, lusty, envious. They are called karmis. And devotees. Devotees are compassionate, loving, sacrificing, tolerating. These are the qualities of devotees. So everyone finds very soothing in the company of devotees. People say, why do people change? When karmis they meet devotees, they mellow down, their hearts become soft. Because they have not found anyone who can give them affection. In this world, everybody is exploited. Whereas devotees, they are very soft-hearted. So generally, when karmis come and mingle with devotees, karmis will begin to change. Like Prabhupada, the world was full of people with lust, greed and envy. And Prabhupada, the mood among such people, then they also became reformed. Daive sampad vimokshaya nibandha yasrimata masucha sampadam daive abhijatas pandava. So Arjuna was born with divine qualities. Arjuna, he earned divine qualities. It is not that Krishna makes one person a demon, Krishna makes one person divine. No. Krishna doesn't interfere. If somebody is born with divine qualities, means he is associated with saintly people and is attracted to divine qualities and he is struggling to cultivate divine qualities. So he has cultivated them to some extent, and in the next birth he will be born with what he has cultivated, you know. He is born with divine qualities because he has cultivated. We did not cultivate any divine qualities in our past life. Again, we are born with demoniac qualities. And these demoniac qualities will grow unless you associate with devotees. Like if it is a thorny, if it is a seed of a thorny plant, what do you expect? More and more thorns are going to come. If it is a mango tree, mango seed, it's going to give out very sweet relishing mangoes. That's why a devotee should never stop preaching. A devotee, if he doesn't preach, how people are going to change? You preach by your behavior. You preach by your utterances. You preach by your vani, and you preach by your body, bodily behavior. That is called vani and vapu. With your body you do such activities, people are touched. People are touched by your activities. Prabhupada tolerated so many things. People were touched. Like Prabhupada was 80 years old and he was cooking for 100 people in the United States. He was washing the pots, cooking and feeding them, and after that he was cleaning everything. In the beginning, the Malaysians and Avanas, they were coming, wow, we are getting nice food. And they were coming and eating and going, eating and going. Prabhupada never told them, why don't you help me? They didn't. Prabhupada said, I should deal with them in such a way that these ideas should come in their own mind. That is a sadhu. Sadhu will go on doing good activities, and the other person is forced to, what am I doing to this man? He is always without asking me anything. So Prabhupada did. Prabhupada just giving and giving and giving. He is giving his time, he is giving his intelligence, he is giving his body, and he was taking care of them in every way. And then it went on for some days. And then associating with Prabhupada, even such very selfish, lusty people. And then this person is so kind, this person is so good. And then their hearts started melting. In the beginning they were coming, this guy is giving us good food, let's eat. And then other thing, this man is so good. And then they wanted to learn from him. And then started, the guru-disciple relation started. The guru will never say you become a disciple. And the disciple, after associating with the guru for some time, he'll say, please save me. I want to hang around in your association because I'm finding enlightenment and I'm also improving and I'm becoming attracted to God in your association. Kindly allow me to hang around you. So that is called A saintly person is called what? Parasmani. He can transform people. This is the nature of divine qualities. The nature of divine qualities, you just be good to people. You are not looking for anything in return. You are not looking for any recognition. Just your nature is to good, do good. Prabhupada told that famous story of the Brahmin and a scorpion. You heard the story? Brahmin and a scorpion. This Brahmin was really Brahminical, you know. He was not a caste Brahmin. He was Brahminical, but he had understood the soul. So he was trying to cultivate divine qualities. And one day he was going to another village by the side of a river. And then he saw one scorpion. It fell in the water. And it was tossing and drowning and carried away in the currents. And this Brahmin, he saw that. He's going to drown and die. Let me just take it out and throw it on the land. Then he was kind even to the scorpion. Just thought, no. In front of me, I'm seeing right in front of my eyes. It fell down. And Krishna is giving me the idea. Why don't you save it? So, put his palms and took a palm full of water with the scorpion, and then before that the water all came off and the scorpion was right on his bare hands. Danka. And then it hurt him. So he said like that and the scorpion fell again. And again pick it up. And it again it beat him. What do you call it? Biting is not doing it.
Sting.
What is that? Hindi mein dunk bolte hain. So it went on for 2-3 times. And then another man was going by, was saying, this man looks like a foolish man. He's getting the bites and still he's trying to hold the scorpion. Then he asked him, now don't you see it is biting you? And still you are trying to save it. Then this man, who is really Brahminically, said, if the scorpion doesn't give up its nature as a Brahmin, how can I give up my compassionate nature? I don't mind tolerating one or two bites. I want to just throw it out of the water. So, that means, somehow, if you cultivate divine qualities, they will save you. And if you are born with demonic qualities, and they will, in spite of your, you may like to become a good man. Who doesn't want to become a good man? Anyone who is born as a human being, they want to be good. But they are not determined. The thoughts come when you meet people like, you know, great people. You are touched by them. Oh, I should also be so nice. But it doesn't last. The thought is there. But our demonic qualities and our materialistic mind is so stubborn. So powerful, then our intelligence doesn't work. The mind will carry it away. That's why we have to keep our intelligence sharp. We have to develop our determination. That there is some spark is there. I want to be good. But without intelligence and determination, you cannot continue with that. That's why to sharpen our intelligence, we have to be reading scriptures, we have to be hearing Krishna Katha from the mouth of devotees. That will keep your intelligence focused. Otherwise, our dirty mind will carry us away. And then to have determination, we should make little adjustments in life. I should eat only prasadam. The mind is very hell-bent or very strong. But if you go on eating prasadam daily, the prasad will purge your mind of this demonic nature, which is very strong. So that's the Prabhupada. Devotees, by eating, they can make spiritual advancement. But the food that is offered to Jagannath, we were listening, you know, the Radha Yatra time, Bhan Maharaj was saying, Jagannath Prasad is a very powerful tool. I said, we should not throw Jagannath Prasad, we should not waste Jagannath Prasad, but we should carefully, every grain, we should eat. That means you know the power of prasadam. If you know the power of prasadam, you see that it is not wasted. You eat, you give it to others, and finish it. Or if human beings cannot, then you give it to some animals, do something. But just don't throw it in the gutter. That means you are the power of Jagannath Prasad means people eat here and they also eat curry food, the junk food. If you know the power of Jagannath Prasad, then you should decide, I should not eat junk food anymore. My mind is so stubborn, if I eat junk food, I will go bizarre. I will go out of control. So the mind is already fickle, and you eat junk food, you go crazy. Let's say all kinds of crazy things are going on in the world. The people are already crazy, and now that they eat junk food, and they do anything, they don't care for the law, they don't care for the punishment, they don't care for their reputation. Just uncontrollably they do anything. So Jagannath Prasad, if you know the power of Jagannath Prasad, I should not waste it any time, and I should not eat food that is not offered to Jagannath. I will not eat. That means if you have to make a little adjustment, because you cannot offer onion garlic to Jagannath, you cannot offer tea and coffee to Jagannath. So make a little adjustment. No starvation. Not that you have to eat bland food, you eat delicious food. Eat as much you want, as much as you want. You don't have to starve unnecessarily. That is called accepting the power of Jagannath Prasad. So eating Jagannath Prasad, getting up early in the morning, reading scriptures, associating with saintly people, you practice them, and then you can bring your demoniac mind under control. The mind is controlled to an animal. How do they arrest an animal? You may see sometimes catching a pig. You see here, there are a lot of pigs in the neighborhood. So, what they do? 3-4 people, they come out. And from all sides, they corner the pig. And they have a rope. So they just throw the rope and that arrest it. So our mind also, you have to work on it from all sides. What kind of people you are sitting with, what kind of books you are reading, what kind of food you are eating. All these things, they matter. If you are not careful, then your mind will go off balance again. That's a Vaishnava life means it's a very disciplined, regulated life. So the Prachatas, they were living a life like that. They were very respectful to their parents and they were very austere. And whatever they learned, they want to practice. And that's how they attracted the attention of Krishna. And Krishna arranged Lord Shiva to go there. Lord Shiva came, and just like when Dhruva Maharaj left for this forest. You don't know who is Guru and how to recognize the Guru. And Narada Muni, Krishna arranged Narada Muni. Actually, we cannot recognize the Guru. Krishna arranges. He knows what is in our heart. Accordingly, he will arrange something for you. If your desires for sense gratification, you will be convinced with a bogus Guru. If you are looking for God realization, then you will not compromise. I want God realization. So who can clear all my doubts? And who can make me surrender to God? Prabhupada, by his personal example, by his teachings, he made people surrender to him. And he made people surrender to Krishna. Voluntarily. Nothing by force. So the Prachatas got Lord Shiva, and they took Lord Shiva's instruction seriously, Rudragir, and they seriously practiced it. So meeting a Vaishnava Guru is a turning point and a rare fortune in life. And after that, it is in your hands. Now, how much more seriously you take or how less seriously you take, it depends on you. That's the association. When you're in association, you also develop the eagerness, greed. Like when you come to the temple, see life like this, wow, the day is going on so nicely, from morning to night. What am I doing? How can I also make some adjustment? He did, you know. He did. Let me go away to Vrindavan. Let me just stay at the lotus feet of Radharani. I don't know why you went back again. So the point is, Prachetas, they had the darshan of Narayan. Because whatever they learned, they were determined to practice. They did not leave it, you hear and leave it. But they want to apply every bit, whatever they heard from Rudra. And so, like Dhruva Maharaj, Prachetas also, they had this darshan, face-to-face darshan. To meet a Vaishnava is a good fortune, and that will lead to meeting Krishna face to face. Once you meet Krishna, whether you are married, whether you are a jobber, or you are married, you have children, But if Krishna's blessings are there, that means you will become expert. And Krishna is guiding you in your day-to-day life. It doesn't matter, you may be in the company of demoniac people, you may be in wealth, you may be having a large family, lot of wealth, you may be in demoniac society. But if Krishna is guiding you, no problem. So, somehow or the other, you have to attract the attention of Krishna. Then only you will attain immunity from Maya. We cannot conquer Maya on our own. Only when Krishna removes Maya. It's not that we remove Maya. We practice bhakti. And when Krishna sees your intense bhakti, it's all right. He's not interested in anything mayic, material. So you will tell Maya, no, you have tested him in every way. You have tested him with wealth, you have tested him with prestige, you have tested him with woman, you have tested him with this and that. But consistently, he is saying that no to Maya and yes to Krishna. A simple thing. If you decide in your life, whatever things may come in your day-to-day life, I'd say no to Maya, yes to Krishna. It may be some inconvenience to you to say yes to Krishna. But nothing comes without some sacrifice, austerity. So from the life of Prajatas, we can see how they are diligent, how they are austere, how they are sincere, and these are all the things that will eliminate, that will drive away demoniac qualities. In order to drive away demoniac qualities, you have to be determined. They try to come back again and again, and you have to push them back and then throw them out. And this kind of determination you will develop by attracting Krishna, by chanting Hare Krishna, you are praying to Krishna. Please give me the determination to say no to Maya. Say, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Grandharasimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Hari Nam Sankirtan ki.